诗歌说，我们昂首进入天上更美家乡。
The hymn tells us that we can enter into the more glorious home in heaven.
说实在的，现在他的国度就在我们当中。
Indeed, his kingdom is among our midst.
我们是不是能够享受与他同在的一个时期？
Can we enjoy the reality of being with him?
我们求主借着我们接下来赞美敬拜，再使我们更多的经历他。
Let's experience more throughout today's worship and praises.
我们同站立。
Let's all stand.
Thank you.
今天在我们当中向我们显现。
The Almighty God is among us and is revealing Himself to us.
我们的心都要充满赞美。
Our heart is filled with praises.
而且我们要充满羡慕。
And we are filled with this desire.
但愿也主一切的荣美能够从我身上能够彰显出来。
May the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Friday we worship that Jesus has to come into us and pass through us.
我们求主，我们认识他的美丽，但愿我们也能让众人看见，因着耶稣，我们能够彰显他的美丽。
May we know the beauty of Jesus, and because of Jesus, we can also let the people see His beauty.
求主给我们这样的心智。
May the Lord give us such mindset.
Oh
坚定我们的心志。
Lord, may you strengthen our heart.
纵然我们在这个世界上，
even though we are on this earth,
但我们一切的所作所为都是根据你的带领。
But, we hope that everything we do and say is according to your guidance.
掌管我们的心智。
Control our mind.
做你所喜悦的事情。
So we can do things that please you.
求你继续向我们说话。
Please continue to speak to us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
比拉多曾经问真理是什么呢？
Pilate once asked, what is truth?
这是我们读到真理比较里面得以自由这篇文章的开场白。
And this is the opening line of the article, the truth shall set you free.
作者在这里说到原文的时候没有理这个字在这个真理上面。
And the author explained that in the original text, truth does not include the word reason or logic.
只有真就是实际就是事实。
It simply means reality or fact.
那什么是自由呢？
And what is truth? What is freedom?
我不知道我们有没有试过那个曾经被一条绳绑着。
I'm not sure if you have been tied by a rope.
有时候可能我们只是给那个绳子在纠缠在我们的手脚身上。
Sometimes we may just be entangled by the rope.
我们会感觉很不舒服。
And we feel uncomfortable.
直到这些绳子脱落了。
And until the rope is removed.
我们不再受约束的来活动。
And we are no longer constrained and we can move freely.
哇，这个就是自由。
And that's what freedom means.
在我们身上虽然没有这样的绳索，我们每个人都很自由坐在这里。
Even though we don't have these physical ropes on us,
但是在我们心里面，每一个人都有不同的绳索来绑住我们。
But in our hearts, we all have the invisible rope that's binding us.
这些事情让我们里面很压抑。
And making us pressured.
这些绳索是什么呢？
And what are those ropes?
可能是我们的健康的问题。
And these ropes could be our health problems.
是我们所面对的经济的问题。
Our financial struggles.
工作的问题。
Work issues.
学习的问题。
School challenges.
感情的问题。
Relationship troubles.
许许多多我们可以来列出的许许多多不同的问题。
And many other problems we may name them.
这些都是一条一条的绳索来绑着我们。
All these are one rope by another that ties us down.
叫我们成为一个不自由的人。
That causes to be a person who is not free.
但是当我们看见那么多绳索的时候，我们知道是哪一条是第一条捆绑我们的绳索吗？
But seeing so many ropes, do we know which one is the first rope that binds us, ties us together?
而这个绳索也成为所有绳索的源头。
And this is also the root of all ropes.
就是罪。
That rope is sin.
我们可以看看下面这个图。
We can see the illustration.
神在创造我们的时候，我们原来是没有罪。
When God first created man, there was no sin.
所以照着计划来说，我们应该是一路在走在上面一条路。
So according to the plan, we should be walking on the path above.
是一条永生的路。
The path of eternity.
人跟神之间完全没有间隔，我们可以听到神的声音。
Man and God are not separated, and we can hear God's voice.
当人呢也照着神的计划来看守管理，就是他所创造的。
And we also, and man is also managing according to God's plan.
人一切的生活是靠着神来生活。
A man's whole life is dependent on God.
而神也很信实地供应人一切的需要。
And also God will be faithfully provide all their needs.
所以人是自由自在在伊甸园里面的生活。
Therefore, man could live freely in the Garden of Eden.
但有一天，蛇来引诱我们的始祖。
But one day, the serpent tempted the first humans to sin.
我们的始祖犯罪了。
And they fell.
他们堕落了。
And they fell.
而他们的后裔，包括我们所有的人，从此之后就生在罪里面。
And from then on, all their descendants, including us, were born in sin.
我们从此之后就受罪的捆绑。
And since then, we are bound by sin.
所以我们从这条路上面走到一条堕落的路上。
And therefore, we are walking from that path of eternity. We are on the path of destruction.
这条路跟神的路越走越远。
And that path departs further and further from God.
直到有一天，主耶稣来到这个世上，为我们上十字架。
This continued until one day the Lord Jesus came and went on the cross for us.
给了我们救恩，叫我们从罪里面被释放出来。
He gave us salvation so we can be freed from the sins.
赐给我们一颗新的生命，带我们恢复走一条永生的道路。
He has set us free from sin and gave us a new life so we can once again walk on the path of eternal life.
所以希伯来书第四章第二十节说。
Therefore, the book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 12 tells us.
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
By a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh.
所以当主说，我是道路、真理、生命。
And the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我们从救恩的角度来看，他就是永生的道路。
From the perspective of salvation, he is the path to eternal life.
他就是那个释放我们脱离罪捆绑，使我们得自由的真理。
He is the truth that sets us free from the bondage of sin.
他也成为我们的生命。
He is also our life.
但是我们发觉到，当我们虽然得救了，那我们很多，我们有主的生命在我们里面的，但是我们很多的生活方式跟我们生活习惯跟没有信主之前没有太大分别。
But even though we have belief in the Lord and we have the Lord's life in us, sometimes we feel that our way of living does not change too much before we as before we believed.
因为除了我们有个新的生命，我们老旧的生命还在。
Because in addition to the new life, our old self, our old life is still there.
就是我们的心思、我们的意志跟我们的情感。
That is our mind, will, and emotions.
大部分我们的时间我们都用以己为主主导，而不是让主来主导我们的生命。
And most of the time our old self will control us instead of by the Lord.
所以我们对环境的反应很多时候是我用我们五官去感受。
Therefore we act to situations by what we feel through our five senses.
而用我们的心思我们去分析。
And we think or analyze with our own reasoning.
来用我们的意志，我们来决定。
And we decide by our own will.
但是，感谢主，当我们做成为基督徒之后，神还给我们一个新的器官。
But thanks to the Lord, after we become Christians, the Lord has given us a new organ.
就是信心。
Which is faith.
所以在哥林多后书五章七节说，因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 tells us, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
虽然我们信主的时候那个信心像什么，像一粒芥菜种那么的小。
When we first believe in the Lord, our faith is small like a mustard seed.
但是这个信心是活的信心。
But this faith is a living faith.
是当我们在越经历主越多的时候，这个信心就慢慢慢慢长大。
As we experience the Lord more, this faith will grow gradually.
我们慢慢慢慢更多的经历神的时候，我们更多的用他的角度去看事物。
And little by little, we learn to see things from God's perspective.
当信心是一个很大的题目，经历不是我的，我要教导的范围之类。
And faith is a big topic, and it's not my main focus today.
但今天我所提的说，我们要学习用信心来认识神。
Today I want to focus on that we must learn to know God through faith.
除了信心之外，我们是根据什么？我们是根据主的话。
And besides faith, we are also our foundation is also in the word of the Lord.
当我们读主的话的时候，我们可以用头脑去分析主的话。
And when we read His word, we can analyze with our mind.
但更重要的是，我们可以用信心来接受主的话。
But more importantly, we need to receive it by faith.
没有错，很多时候我们读圣经，我们读不明白。
Sometimes when we read the Bible, we cannot fully comprehend.
但是我很喜欢圣经里面来形容，当玛利亚不明白主的话的时候，她的态度。
But I like how the Bible describes Mary's attitude when she did not understand God's word.
圣经说，她将一切的事都存在心中。
The Bible tells us that she kept all these things in her heart.
我们可以一同来学，将神的话存在心中。
We can all learn together to keep God's word in our heart.
我们先用信心接受它。
We receive it by faith first.
我们相信有一天神会将我们不明白的，他会解开这些话给我们。
And we must have faith, and so that God will explain this His word within us.
如何解开呢？
How does it resolve?
我们一起来读约翰福音十六章十三节。
Let's all read John 16 verse 13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，而是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
圣灵的名字又叫真理的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of truth.
他可以引导我们明白真理。
And he can lead us to understand the truth.
这并不是说，哦，他可以解释在我们脑海里面，让我明白这句话什么意思。
It's not just for to explain it in our mind so we can understand it.
而是他带领我们去碰见这个的真实。
But he will lead us to encounter this reality.
让这个话成为我们里面的生命，成为我们的实际。
So this word will become our reality and become our life.
所以以下我会做一些见证的，讲到我怎么样去经历这个圣灵的带领，我认识神的话。
And next, I want to share some testimonies of how God, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, has helped me to understand and experience the truth.
明白真理，经历真理。
To know and experience the truth.
认识他是道路，得着他成为我的生命。
To know him as the way and to receive him as life.
在年轻的时候，我刚刚来到我们教会，然后在这个敬拜团队里面来学习服事。
When I was young and first came to the church, I started serving in the worship team.
那个时候有一个比较年长的弟兄是领师。
And at that time, an elder brother who was a worship leader.
有一次我感觉说他跟他在诗歌上面有一些的事情有意见不太，理念不太合。
And once we had a slight disagreement on how to lead the song.
然后他蛮坚持他的想法。
And at that time, he insisted on his thoughts.
年少气盛的我，我也就是很争，一路在讲说你不对。
Because I was young and proud, I told him you were wrong.
但后来真不是，就告诉我说，你比他年轻，跟他道歉吧。
And later, Pastor David told me, because you're younger than him, you have to apologize to him.
其实我那个时候很不服气的。
And I didn't want to do it first.
但是那个时候真牧师竟然叫我去道歉，那我就去道歉。
But since the pastor told me to do so, I will do it.
所以我就写了一封 email 给他，跟他道歉。
So I wrote him an email to say sorry to him.
本来一个道歉信应该很短的，就是 I'm sorry 就好了。
And I should have kept it as short and sweet to say just to say I'm sorry.
我却写了一封很长的 email 给他。
But I wrote a long email to him.
我说某某弟兄，我真的对不起你啊。
I said, Brother so-and-so, I apologize for this matter.
我希望大家这个关系不要因为这件事情搞不好了。
And I hope we won't damage our relationship.
不过说真的，我还是不太认同你所讲的话。
But honestly speaking, I still do not agree what you have said.
我还写了一大堆理由来讲说我为什么不认同呢。
And I listed my reason why I didn't agree with him.
表面上好像我道歉了，但是实际上心里面根本没有一点认罪的意愿。
On the outside, even though it seems that I have apologized, but in my heart, I was not truly sorry.
我相信我这个弟兄知道。
And this brother knew, and so did God.
所以主没有放过我。
And God did not let me go so easily.
在那个礼拜，我发 email 给他之后呢，那个礼拜我正好得到我的领事。
After I sent him the email, and that Friday was my turn to lead worship.
我可以说那次是一个很难过的经历。
And that was a hard experience.
以前唱诗歌都可以很快乐，很喜乐。
Before leading songs was felt easy and joyful.
那次在练诗的时候，好像有什么东西堵住我的心。
But that time during practice, I felt like something was blocking.
外面好像在唱诗歌。
On the outside, it looks like I was still singing.
但是我感觉不到神的同在。
But I didn't feel God's presence.
我只是知道说我是在嘴巴在动来向着空气来到 mumbling.
It felt like my mouth was just moving and I was singing to the air.
因为我根本没有任何对敬拜的对象。
Because I don't have, the one I worship was not there.
我那个时候心非常的慌。
I felt worried.
我说我这样怎么服侍啊。
And I wondered how can I serve like this.
心里面有个声音告诉我 你知道问题在哪里。
And the voice, there's a voice inside of me told me where the problem is.
所以那个时候我真是想说，赶快找到这个弟兄，真正真诚的跟他道歉。
So at that time, I would really want to find that brother and sincerely apologize to him.
只是我怎么找都找不到这个弟兄。
But I couldn't find him anywhere.
看见手表，还剩下五分钟聚会了。
And the meeting was about to start in 5 minutes.
怎么办？
What could I do?
时间到了早晚上7:58，看着那个弟兄从大门进来了。
At 7:58, I saw a brother coming in through the door.
我不管3:21过去跟弟兄说，弟兄，对不起。
And without thinking much, I went straight to him and sincerely said, "Brother, I'm so sorry."
我看他的表情好像有点一头雾水，我不知道我为什么跟他说对不起。
And he looked confused why I apologized to him.
但是在当我真的说的这句话之后，里面的结。一下子不见了。
But as soon as I said that, the burden in my heart was gone right away.
好像在里面感觉通了。
I felt free.
在这件事情让我真的来认识到主所讲的两句话。
And through this experience, it helped me to understand 2 Bible verses.
一句话是在马太福音5:23-24.
One is in Matthew 5:23-24.
他说：“你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。”
It tells us, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift.
以前想啊，就是在教会弟兄姐妹有什么会好怀怨的呢
？And before this happened, I didn't understand why brothers would hold grudges.
其实这些事情很容易就发生。
But it's easy to happen.
因为我们的己太大了。
Because our self is so big.
太容易得罪弟兄。
And I easily to offend others.
并不是我有再好的理由可以解释一件事情。
I don't have good reasons to explain anything.
在这里不是在讲理。
This is not about logic here.
在神的家里面，在看神如何讲的弟兄之间的爱。
In God's house, it talks about the brotherly love.
在神的家里面是讲的舍己。
And in the house of God, we talk about denying ourselves.
这句话让我真的认识到，我为什么不愿意做一个吃亏的人。
And this makes me to realize why I'm not willing to be one who gives in a little.
而另外一段话是在约翰一书1-9.
And the other Bible verse is in 1 John 1:9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
就像刚才我说的，我在。当我真的向我弟兄来认罪的时候，结就开了。
And that guy just shared, when I apologized to the brother, I felt free.
让我真的体验到罪的赦免的自由。
And I can really feel how the freedom from the sin being forgiven.
主的话是信实的，他会照着他的话来到应许。
God's word is faithful, and whatever He says, He will do it.
所以让我真的知道，认罪并不是一个形式，而是从心里面，真的要向神、向人来认罪。
Therefore, confessing our sins is not a formality, but we have to do it sincerely from our heart.
第二个见证就是，在我们当中聚会比较久的弟兄姐妹可能会知道这件事情。
And the second testimony is, many brothers and sisters may know if we have been meeting with for a while.
就我跟 Judy 刚刚结婚的时候，出国度蜜月，然后她的学生签证在过海关的时候被取消。
It is about when Judy and I just got married and when we went abroad for our honeymoon, her student visa was cancelled.
当我们好像分开了3年的时间。
And we were separated for 3 years.
但我今天不是在讲这个过程。
But today I don't want to talk the process again.
而是在这个事情上面。主怎么样来负我的责任
？But today I want to focus on how the Lord has taken care of the responsibility for us.
在这件事情发生的时候，有很多的弟兄姐妹陪着我们一起来祷告。
When this happened, many brothers and sisters prayed with us.
然后我们也记得很多的方式，可以看看可不可以让她签证可以回来美国。
And we also tried many ways to get her a new visa to come back.
她总共去了大美国大使馆三次去签证。
And she went to the U.S. Embassy three times to try to apply for visa.
事实上，签不同的签不同的签证。
There were different kinds of visas.
第一次去失败。
The first time she failed.
到每一次失败会让我很沮丧。
And every time she felt we felt discouraged.
第二次再失败。
The second time she failed again.
我更加的沮丧。
We felt even more discouraged.
还没有去签单第三次的时候，我在想说，第三次再失败的话，我承受得住吗？
Before applying for the third time, I wondered if I could handle another failure.
我记得那天晚上他要去，在我们的时间是他晚上要去签证。
Because of the time difference, she will go there in the evening of California time.
她去那个法兰克福的美国大使馆签证。
And she went to the U.S. Embassy in Frankfurt, Germany.
而德国跟加州有九个小时的时差。
And there's a nine-hour difference between Germany and the USA.
我相信那个时候有些弟兄姐妹感觉说，我怕我承受不住，半夜十一点钟的时候敲我的门，陪过来陪我祷告。
And at that time, brothers and sisters cared for me, and at 11 p.m., they knocked at my door and prayed with me.
我非常的感恩，有那么好的弟兄姐妹过来陪着我。
I'm so grateful that they came and prayed with me.
所以我们一起祷告，我们将这件事情交托给神。
So we prayed together and we entrusted the whole process into God's hand.
求主带领跟怜悯。
And we asked the Lord to have mercy on us.
求主可以让 Judy 可以顺利拿到签证。
So Judy could get a visa.
到半夜三点钟的时候，我打电话给她。
So at 3 a.m. I called her.
我可能 expectation 里面想说她应该过吧。
And I expected that she would succeed this time.
我问她过了吗？
And asked her, did you get the visa?
她说没有。
She said no.
但是那个时候我的心情并不是沮丧。
But strangely, I did not feel discouraged or sad.
忽然之间我感觉一块心头大石掉了。
Suddenly, a heavy burden was lifted from my heart.
是一个非常大的平安进到我的心里面。
It was a great peace that entered into my heart.
当我挂完电话之后，我就跟主献上感恩。
And after I hung up, I thanked the Lord.
我知道主三次不让我们过，主必定有美意在我们的家里面。
I knew that even though she fell three times, but God still is reigning in our household.
我感谢主给我们一个这样的决定。
And we thank the Lord for this decision outcome.
我也祷告求主真的来显明他的路，让我们知道你要他要如何带领我们家。
And also pray to God to show us the way and how He would lead guide our house.
在这件事情上，我深深经历到腓立比书四章六到七节所说的话。
And the Lord has led me to experience Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，并在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ.
就着我们人来说，我们可能会沮丧，我们会失望，我们会忧伤。
And we may be discouraged or sad, from man's perspective.
但是当神的话是带有能力的话，他是将喜乐平安放在我的人的心里面。
But the word of God is full of power, and He will put peace and rest in our heart.
第三个见证。就是在我们在盖我们这个大会厅的时候所经历的。
And the third testimony happened when we were building this sanctuary.
你看我们这个大会厅，我们没有中间没有任何的柱子。
And you see that we don't have any columns inside this sanctuary.
我们那个时候找到一个结构工程师，他是非常厉害。
And we found a good structure engineer at the time.
但是他的设计也是非常不容易来到做的。
But his design was quite complicated to build.
这个结构工程师在我们还没有开工之前，他已经先警告我们，他说我的设计通常都很复杂的，大部分的这个包工呢都会回来请我当他们的顾问来解决这些难题的。
And before we even started construction, this structural engineer even pre-warned us that his design would be hard to build. And most of the subcontractors or contractors, they would come back to him to get some advice on how to build the sanctuary.
但是他就感觉奇怪，我们开工几个月都没有打电话给他。
So he wondered how can we never contacted him after the construction has started.
就会发生什么事情呢
？So what happened?
所以呢，他有一次在主动来到我们这里。
So he wondered what happened. So proactively he came by to check on our progress.
他以为，也许他以为说我们是不是跟这个包工，就其他的包工呢搞不好，所以呢工程根本还没有开始。
He wondered if even if we started the construction yet.
他没有想到他来的时候，他认为他该我们该有的进度远超过他的想象。
So to his surprise, when he came, he saw our progress was much faster than he thought.
他问我们为什么呢
？And he asked us why.
我们都告诉他，主很恩待我们。
And we told him that God has been gracious to us.
给我们很多很好的工匠。
And he has given us many good workers.
并且他给我们一个非常好的监工。
And most importantly, he has given us a very good supervisor.
我们这里监工不单单是一个牧师。
And this supervisor was not only a pastor.
他曾经是一个轮机工程师。
But he was also a marine engineer.
他以前在大船上面度过两年的时间，整天跟机器搞打交道。
And he was working on a big ship for 2 years and working with machines every day.
就是因为我们工程的复杂程度，正好可以派上他的用场。
And because of the complexity of our construction, his experience was very useful.
所以他想过很多的办法去解决我们的很多的问题。
And he found many good solutions to our problems.
但是虽然我们这个牧师这么优秀啊，但是他还有遇见一件他没办法解决的问题。
Even though our pastor is so great, but there's still some problems he couldn't solve.
我记得有一天，那个我从家出门要赶去另外一个工地的时候。
And one day I was rushing from my home to go to another construction site.
我就想到一件事情，我一定要打电话给这个牧师告诉他，跟他交代一些事情。
And I remember that I have to call this pastor up to tell him something.
那天早上我怎么打电话都打不通。
But no matter how hard I tried, I could not reach him by phone.
我找不到他，我心里面感觉非常的不安。
And I felt very uneasy that I couldn't find him.
所以那天我无论如何，我就这个将车子的开到教会里面来找他。
And even though I was in a hurry, I had to come find him, so I drove to church.
我一到的时候就看到他跟 inspector 在讲话。
And then when I arrived, I saw him talking with the inspector.
原来今天有检查，我都不知道。
And I didn't know there was an inspection going on today.
其实有时候我们city 的检查，很多时候就说你知道今天要检查，我们也不知道他什么时候来。
Sometimes when the city says we have inspection, we know the day he will come, but we don't know the exact time frame.
然后那个时候他就跟我们就是正好他们在讨论一个问题。
And they were discussing about a question.
而这位牧师他没办法，那个时候没办法回答这个问题。
And at that time, this pastor could not answer that question.
这个是有关我们两边这两边的那个屋顶啊，左边有，右边那两边屋顶，我们已经做好了。
And we have at that time we have finished building the roofs on both sides.
然后那个时候那个 inspector 说，如果你没法解释的话，你这个全部要拆掉。
And the inspector told us at that time, if you cannot answer this question, then you have to redo or take down the roofs on both sides.
我们那个时候算过，这样子拆掉它重做的话，要多两个月的时间。
And if we have to take it down and redo it, it would take 2 more months.
最少要多花十几万。
And would cost of tens of thousand dollars more.
但是当我一听到这个问题的时候，我就想到我那个时候正好要那个变另外一个工作。
So, and then when I heard the question, I remember that I was bidding for another job.
在那份的图上面有我们这个问题的答案。
And the answer of his question is actually on that plan of the other project.
所以那个时候我来的时候，听到他们好像他们这个问题还没有解决的时候，我就介入他们的讨论。
So when I came, I heard that they were discussing about this question, and so I interjected.
我就用我所知道的，就告诉他，我们这样做行不行
So I told the inspector, can I do this way and this way according to what I knew at the time?
然后the inspector说，好，没问题，让你们通过。
And the inspector said, yes, it will work, and then go ahead, and he passed us.
这因此呢，圣经里面所讲一句话，我们万晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的。
And Romans chapter 8:28 tells us, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
我们一直想回想这些事情的时候，都并不是一个碰巧的事情。
And when we recall this incident, this is not just a coincidence.
我刚才提到说，这个牧师是非常优秀，我那个时候刚刚才做建筑，所以他的知识比我多太多了。
As I just mentioned, this pastor is very knowledgeable, and I just started in the construction in this business, so he has a far more knowledge than I did.
但是是不是因为那个时候我有一个机会去看到别的图纸，所以我才可以知道那个时候这个问题的答案
？But God gave me the opportunity to see the other plan for another project, so I knew the answer to the inspector's question.
然后另外一方面，我不知道那天检查。
And I didn't know that on that day the inspection happened on that day.
但是那个时候圣灵催促我一定要来。
But at that time the Holy Spirit urged me to come.
我们是活在三度空间里面。
We live in the three-dimensional world.
但是神是在三度空间以上的神。
But God is above the three-dimensional.
他亲自来。
He lives in the higher realm.
调度人事物来为他的家来效力。
And he arranged people and things for his household.
万事互相效力，要叫爱神人得益处。
All things work together for good to those who love God.
这是何等真实的一句话。
This is such a true statement.
所以这件事，我们更多的经历神是信实的。
And through this, we can experience that God is faithful.
他的话怎么样说？事情会怎么样的成就
？And whatever he says, it will be done.
好，最后一个见证，其实就发生在两个星期之前。
And the last testimony happened just 2 weeks ago.
我很纪念，我们都会发觉到美国的经济，其实全球的经济也是一样，起伏非常的大。
We know that this year we are in an economic uncertainty.
这对我公司来说是一个很挑战非常大的一年。
And this year has been a challenging year for my company.
年初政府宣布有对很多的国外的产品会征收关税。
At the beginning of the year, the government announced tariffs.
所以很多的建筑材料就价格不断的上升。
And the building material prices kept rising.
所以我所标的一些工程他们就取消了。
And then many projects were suddenly cancelled.
那有一些的那个工程呢，我们听到那个。标价呢，我们也吓一跳，不可能做到的价钱。
And some projects were awarded at incredible low prices.
即使我真的可以标到这样的工程，但是我一定会。
Even if I had taken on those jobs at such low cost, I would have lost money.
所以我每天我都来盘算怎么样去经营，怎么去保障工人有收入。
So every day I had to plan on how to manage the business and make sure that workers they have income.
其实心里面压力蛮大的。
I often felt a heavy burden.
而前两个星期，这种压力就更加重。
And 2 weeks ago, the pressure became even greater.
因为我正在进行一个那工程呢，这个因为要改变图纸，所以呢要政府再次审批之后，才可以来继续进行。
Because one of my ongoing project has to be paused because the plans were changed, so they had to be approved by the government again before we could continue.
所以一下子我们停工了。
So everything has to be paused at the time.
停工，工人没有收入。
And when we don't have when the work is at a stop, the workers wouldn't have income.
那我也没有收入。
And I didn't have income either.
对，所以那个时候这个。心里面感觉还是蛮忧愁的。
And I was worried in my heart.
但感谢主，这段时间我们一直在学习这个跟主与主交通。
And I've been learning to talk to the Lord and fellowship with Him.
每天先亲近主。
And draw to Him every day.
每一天将我的需要交到给主。
And give Him my heavy burdens every day.
好像前 一阵子，这个压力还在。
Even though the pressure is still there.
但有一天早晨起来的时候，忽然就感觉，哎，压力去哪里了？
But one morning I woke up feeling very peaceful.
我就感觉心里面很平安。
I felt peace in my heart and wonder where the pressure go.
但感到主将我的重担拿走。
I knew that God has removed the heavy burden from my heart.
外面环境还是没有改变。
Even though the outside situation has not changed.
我还没有复工。
And the work is still at the stop.
也还没有工作。
And we still don't have new jobs.
但是心里面已经有个把握，主已经将我的重担拿走。
But I have this assurance in my heart that God already removed the heavy burden from my heart.
到第二天，有个老客户打电话给我说，你可不可以来到为我的新的工程给我一个报价。
And the next day, an old customer sent me a message asking me to quote for a new project.
我已经将这个报价已经给了这个客户，但是结果还不知道。
I sent him the quote and I'm still waiting for the result.
但是我知道主已经为我负我的责任，他已经担了我的重担去。
But I know that God has taken care of my heavy burden.
所以马太福音1:28说，烦恼苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
And Matthew 11:28 tells us, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
这句话并不是只是安慰我心的一句话。
And this is not just something that comforts my heart.
而是我亲身经历的一句话。
But I have experienced this statement, this verse myself.
我真知道他是担负我重担的主。
I experienced that He's the Lord who bears my burdens.
我在他里面得到真正的安息。
And I find true rest in Him.
以上这些见证只是来说明到圣灵何等愿意将他的话放在我们的心里面。
And all the above testimonies I have shared are to show how the Holy Spirit is willing to guide us to understand the Lord's word.
让这些话成为我们的经历，让这些话成为我们的生命。
So His word can become our experience and become our life.
主已经应许了，但是我们的责任是什么？用信心去接受。
God has already promised, and what is our responsibility, which is to receive it by faith.
主何等愿意将他自己更多启示给我们。
The Lord is willing to reveal Himself among our midst.
我愿不愿意相信接受他？
But am I willing to receive it?
好吧，我们一同来读约翰福音14:1-7。
Let's all read John chapter 14 verses 1-7.
我们同心合意读，先读中文，然后一起读英文。
Let's all read it together first in Chinese, then in English.
一起来。你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。要往哪里去，你们知道，哪条路你们也知道。多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道哪条路呢？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
Let's read in English. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If there were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And when I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him.
这段话是主跟门徒们说的，其实也是跟我们说的。
And these words were spoken to the disciples, and they're also for us.
他在父的家中有许多住处，他要为我们预备，并且他会回来接我们去。
In the Father's house there are many mansions, and Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us, and he will also come again to take us to himself.
弟兄姐妹，我们相信这句话吗？
And do we believe it?
主也告诉我们，他是道路、真理、生命，唯有借着他，我们可以到父那里去。
And he has also told us that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through him.
我们接受吗？
Do we accept this?
主说，你们若认识我，也必认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
Jesus also said, If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you know him and have seen him.
弟兄姐妹，求主这里帮助我们来用简单的信心来相信这些的话。
May the Lord help us to receive his word with a simple faith.
相信圣灵必然带领我们经历这些的话。
To believe that the Holy Spirit will guide us to experience this word.
我最近来读到福音书的时候，我越来越感觉神的话是非常的直接，主耶稣的话非常的直接。
And as I read the words of Jesus in the book of Gospels, I feel that he's very straightforward.
他已经告诉我们如何做，做有什么，如何的结果。
And he has told us the results of the choices we make.
他并不是叫我们去分析他的话。
He did not want us to analyze his word.
而是叫我们用信心去接受他的话。
But he wants us to trust and receive his word by faith.
叫我们去拣选那上好的。
And he wants us to choose the better portion.
主允许我们。
The Lord
我来了，叫人能得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The Lord has promises. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly.
主愿意让我们更多认识他，更多得着他的生命。
God wants us to know more about him and to receive his life.
他要让我们真从有主观的经历，他就是道路、真理、生命。
And he wants us to experience ourselves that he is the life, the truth, and the way.
我们最后我们一同来唱一首诗歌。
And let's also
圣徒诗歌433首。
Sing the hymn together. It's hymnary Number 433.
站立在神话语的信实上面。
Standing on the faithfulness of God's own word.
神的话不但是真实，它也是信实的。
God's word is not only true, it's also faithful.
让我们用信心，我们操练我们的信心，让信这个信慢慢的长大，我们更多接受它，成为我们的生命。
Let's practice our faith so it can grow and receive it with our receive God's word with faith.
我们请团队带我们的。
The worship team will lead us to sing.
好，我们一同站立。
Let's all stand.
让我们借着信心来唱这首诗歌。
And let's sing this hymn in faith.
站立在神话语的信实上面，我要赞美他的荣耀无穷尽，平心举目透过重来直到最高天，要将救主慈爱面容喜乐满我心，站立在神话语的信实上面，在神应许的能力上面，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，这里就是最高秘密天。站立在神话语的信实上面，我要赞美他的能力无穷尽，卸下越野永不要你神话成利剑，砍断一切粗心锁链，荣耀归主名，站立，站立在神话与你心事上面，安息在神话与你心事上面。能力无穷尽，卸下越野 成利剑，判断一切不幸锁链，荣耀会出名。站立，站立在神话与地心事上面，安息，安息在神应许地基地上面。
早上，谢谢你提醒我们，你的话语是可以经历的。
Lord, we thank you that you have reminded us this morning that we can experience your word.
你提醒我们，我们有一个新的器官，就是信心，用这个器官来体验这些话语。
And you have also reminded us that we have a new organ, which is faith, by which we can experience your word.
主，我们已经何等的习惯活在我们的环境中。
We are used to live in our own environment.
用我们的五官，用我们的感受啊，来判断事情。
And to analyze our environment through our five senses.
但是我们求你早上啊，给我们一个愿意学习的心。
Please give us a heart that's willing to learn.
让我们愿意来学习，用信心来接受你的话语。
So that we can learn to receive your word by faith.
主，我们也常常啊，这些话语啊，我们不够仔细的读啊，让你的话语能够扎根在我们的心中。
May your word be rooted in our heart.
主，我们求你帮助我们来看重你的话语。
May you help us to value your word.
我们也来经历圣灵如何把这些话语送到我们的心里。
And we also experience how the Holy Spirit sends your word into our hearts.
让你的话语能够来引导我们的生活。
So that your word can guide our lives.
让我们能够经历这个真理在我们的生活中。
So we can experience the truth in our lives.
主，求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
让我们今天被提醒就是一个新的开始。
And that we can be reminded if this is a new beginning.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.